Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Bless the Lord, amen. Thank you for joining this morning. So our scripture reading is going to be, before I do the scripture reading, let me give you a rotation. I am going to open up. Who is on the line? I'm sorry. Who do I have here? I heard Phyllis. Minister Phyllis, I heard Mother Wesley. Keisha, are you on the line yet? Brandy?
I'm here.
Okay. Keisha.
That's the number.
Hold on now. I am going to read the scripture. The scripture is going to come from Psalm 121 this morning. Okay, so the scripture is going to come from Psalms 121 this morning, which reads, I will lift up my eyes to the hill from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Thus far the scripture. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we will have our rotation this morning. I'm going to open up briefly, and if we can do 5 minutes maybe. It's late. Brandy, if you can follow me. Mother Wesley, you follow Brandy. And then Keisha signs on. She's going to come after you. Phyllis, Minister Phyllis, you can come after Keisha. And then Pastor B, if she's on and able, she can do the closing and remarks. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning, oh God, hallelujah, for your loving kindness. We thank you for waking us up this morning, God. We thank you, oh God, for waking us up in our right mind, God. We thank you, oh God, for giving us a mind to be it here in prayer this morning, oh God, seeking you. Lord, you said, oh God, in your word, Lord, that if we sought you with our whole heart, we will find you. Father, and I thank you, oh God, for drawing us, oh God, into your presence. Thank you for drawing us. Lord, your word says, oh God, that if we draw nigh to you, then you will draw nigh to us. Thank you for your drawing this morning. Lord, your word says
to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and enter into your courts with praise. So we open up our mouths, God, hallelujah, and give you a high praise. We give you, oh God, the fruit of our lips. So God, we bless you. We extol you. We glorify you, hallelujah. God, you are worthy of all praise. You're glorious. You're splendid. You are, oh God, magnificent. Oh God, Lord, there is no one who can compare to you. There is no one, oh God, who is grander, oh God, or greater than you. You are incomparable. You are, oh God, the all-wise God. You are, oh God, hallelujah. You are Elohim. You are, oh God, Adonai. You are, oh God, El Elyon. Oh God, Lord, we bless you. We bless your name, oh God, hallelujah. We declare, oh God, your wonders. We declare, oh God, your glory. We declare, oh God, that you are, oh God, awesome, hallelujah. You are Alpha and Omega, oh God, hallelujah. You are the beginning and the end. You are our great shepherd, oh God, hallelujah. Our great intercessor, oh God, our great advocate, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are, oh God, hallelujah, the King of Kings. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. God, I ask you, hallelujah. You're the King of Kings. You are, oh God, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. You are, oh God, our peace. Oh God, hallelujah. You are our shield and our buckler. Oh God, our refuge and our high tower. Oh God, hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, for directing, oh God, our thoughts, God. We thank you, oh God, for directing our footsteps, God, hallelujah. God, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for leading and guiding us, oh God, into all truth. We thank you, oh God, for leading and guiding us, oh God, in paths of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you're still speaking. God, that your eyes are, your ears, oh God, are open and attentive to our cry, God. Lord, your word says, oh God, that this old man cried out, hallelujah, and you saved us, oh God, hallelujah. God, I thank you. Oh God, Lord, I thank you for healing, God. I thank you, oh God, for deliverance, God. I thank you, oh God, for breakthrough, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus, for what you're going to do, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus. In this prayer line, oh God, and in the lives, oh God, of your intercessors, strengthen them, oh God, encourage them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, comfort their hearts, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, even as they open up their mouths, God, oh God, Lord, I ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would fill, oh God, their hearts with joy, fill their hearts, oh God, with love, God, fill them, oh God, with your glory, God, with your presence, God. Overshadow them, oh God. Wrap them up, oh God, in your love, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I ask, oh God, Lord, in your holy and your matchless name, oh God, Lord, that you would saturate this line, God, in the name of Jesus. Saturate it, oh God, with your presence. Saturate it, oh God, with your glory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, Lord, you are wonderful. You are glorious. You are splendid, Lord, and there is no one. Yes, you are the incomparable. You are incomparable. No one can compare to you. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for strength today, God. Oh, God, Lord, I thank you for letting our minds be focused, giving us clarity of thought, God, in the name of Jesus. God, thank you for ordering, oh God, our mouths, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, your word says, oh God, that if we open up our mouths, you will fill it. Oh God, Father, I thank you, oh God, that our tongues, oh God, is red. Hallelujah, as is a pen of the ready writer, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, Lord, I thank you, oh God, hallelujah. I thank you for life today, God. I thank you, oh God, for strength today, God. I thank you today, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, for your wonders, God, and the way that you're going to manifest yourself, oh God, to us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, have your way, oh God, in this life. Have your way, oh God, hallelujah, in this prayer time, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Meet every person on this line, God, at the point of their need, oh God. Answer questions, God. Answer prayer, God, in the name of Jesus. Meet their need, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, that when they leave off this line, God, hallelujah, God, that they would not come in, oh God, hallelujah, leave out the same way that they came in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you, and I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord, for the prayers of the righteous and that they avail much. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to pray, God. Thank you, Lord, for meeting our needs in the name of Jesus, God. I ask that you, Lord Jesus, bless us, God, Lord Jesus, to be able to fulfill your work, Lord, and your purpose in our lives, God. Lord, I ask that you heal the brokenhearted in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, and that you would deliver us, God, from every curse, every word curse, every self-sabotage that we've done, God. Lord, deliver us from our hurts and our pains in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, help us, Lord Jesus, to not act out of emotion, Lord, or fear, but, Lord, that we will act in love and in clarity. Lord Jesus, understand that you have given us power and that you have given us a sound mind in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I ask that you be with us as we go through this day, God, that you be with us as we walk through our trials and our tribulations, that you be with us, God, as we deal with life circumstances, God, and that we do not exalt those things above you, God, and that we will not give in to pity, self-pity, that we will not give in to distress, Lord Jesus, that we will seek you first, Lord Jesus, knowing that all things will come from that, Lord Jesus, and that you are our provider, you are our protector, you are our keeper, Lord Jesus. You are everything that we need, Lord. Help us to turn to you in every situation, God, knowing that you will meet our needs, God. You will heal us, God. You will deliver us, Lord. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your delivering power, God. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, God. Hallelujah, for keeping us as we slept, for keeping us as we go through our days, God, for giving us a mind to want to pray, to want to serve you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your everlasting, your unconditional love and acceptance, God. And I ask, Lord Jesus, that we are able to extend that kind of love to others, Lord. You will be able to draw men unto you in the name of Jesus, God. Lord Jesus, Lord, be with us, God, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way in our lives, God. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord God, for the ministry. We thank you for raising the standard. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the growth that you're bringing in. We thank you, Lord, for the wisdom and the discernment that you're giving our leader in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, help us, Lord Jesus, to work in excellence, to operate in excellence. God, Lord Jesus, to show up in a way that will be pleasing unto you, God, in the name of Jesus, to yield ourselves, to submit ourselves, our tithes, our talents, and our time, Lord Jesus, to the work of the Lord, God, to the work of the kingdom, in the name of Jesus, God, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, to be able to entreat those who come in, God. Lord Jesus, to be able to serve those who come in the name of Jesus, and to serve the vision written plainly by our pastor in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Lord Jesus, I ask that you touch those who are sick, touch those who are dealing with infirmities in their body, infirmities in their mind, God, and that you would heal, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would make whole in the name of Jesus, God. And we bless you and we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for the deliverance. We thank you for the provision. We thank you, Lord, for the perspective changes, for the shifts in our thinking, God, that bring about change and deliverance and growth, God. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks.
Hallelujah. Is it my turn?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Just giving you all the thanks and praise this morning. To just let you know that I'm so grateful
am so appreciative and so in need of your presence. We thank you for just giving us the mind to understand that without you, that we can do nothing. We are nothing. Our existence on this earth is just nothing but torment. But because of you, we have been able to be granted an opportunity to have a change of mind and a change of heart, a new direction, a sweet guiding or mind, a mind build or heart mental position. Because of you, Father, that we have been drafted in into a new direction, to a new creature, because of you. And we give you thanks and praise this morning that no matter what's going around the earth, that no matter what comes, it is you that has the power to change. Thank you for changing us. Thank you for handpicking us to serve you, to be a servant to the people that are in need of our service. Thank you, because we did not choose you, that you chose us from the beginning of time. And before we even entered our parents, our mother's womb, that you set this course and direction for what you wanted to do. You implanted in us a desire to serve. You handpicked us for this time, this season, and this hour of darkness that penetrates the earth. Thank you for giving us the strength to hold on. Thank you for giving us the wisdom to understand that we have to become servants. We are servants of the outer, the community, and everything that goes on within ourselves. We have to just mend that thing, mend it, put it together, and count it all as joy, because it's in those trials and tribulation that our ministry have been brought forth in. It is in those things that we thought that we could not endure that you gave us the power to endure, that strengthened us to keep us, that it did not overcome us. Thank you for not letting the mind be all bungling up and tied up. That's when we wanted to give up and tie out, that was that little something that says you got to keep going. You got to, you got to pull yourself together or you're going to make it. When other people say you can't make it, when other people just point their finger and say you're not going to do it, when other people brought up past experience to keep you bound, but the Lord say, you are my servant, you are mine. And we just want to thank you for just reaching out and pulling us out of those dark places, Father. And we just want to thank you for giving us the strength and wisdom, because it's you that is keeping us and not we ourselves, because without you we cannot do anything. Lord, thank you for just letting us have a vision to see that everything around us, all the death, that there's enough good happening on this earth that has been happening lately, that we just upbuild us every time, Father, that we turn and look on the news or even have a conversation is about something bad. But we can rejoice and have joy in the midst of this badness. We can rejoice and let not our joy from us. That is a joyful thing. It's a benefit for being serving you. It's a benefit, for being that's in your presence, that it's a benefit that feels like no other thing on this earth, that the love of the Father for his child, the love for the strength that just say, that little wind blow that can just push you forward when you want to fall down, and push you forward when you want to just throw up your hand and say, I give it up, just push you forward, that don't let you give up. Thank you, Father, for being that way maker. Thank you, Father, for being that fortress that we can lean on. Thank you, Father, for being our provider that we can depend on. Thank you, Father, for being everything, the mother, the father, the brother, the sister, the uncle, everything we need, you is it. Thank you, Father, for being the great I am, the only person that gave up his life, the only person that has conquered hell, the only person that holds the power in his hand, the only person that can have that much love that we can lay down his life so that we can live again. Thank you, Father. Just thank you that even in these years, almost 75 years, that you have kept me. Thank you, Father, for a purpose. Thank you. Thank you. I cannot thank you enough. I cannot, no matter what pain and tribulation I've gone through in the last hallelujah. When I just wanted to give up, I just wanted to say I've had enough. But it's you that woke me up every morning. It was you that gave me a new breath of life. It was you. Hallelujah. And when others turned their back, it was you that provided a way to put a ram in a bush. It was you. That fortified me, that strengthened me. It was you, hallelujah, that I could go and talk to and cry and tell my troubles to. It was you, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for just letting me lay my arms, lay my head upon your shoulder. Thank you, Father, that it was you. That I could feel your presence. Thank you, Father. Jesus. And eyes have not seen. Ears still have not heard yet. The magnificent things that you're going to be doing and are doing. Thank you for the shift. Thank you for placing me in a place. Hallelujah. I just thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just can't thank you enough. Through all the disappointment. You're a head lifter. You're a hard mender. Thank you, Jesus, for being the great I am. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Father God, we thank you. Father God, we thank you for our laying down on last night and our rising this morning. Father God, I pray, God, that you just continue, God, to guide us, God, in your way. God, continue to anoint us, God. Continue to be with us, God. Continue to bless us, God, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, God. Continue to give us strength, God, strength in the time, God. Continue to give us peace, God, knowing who we are in our identity, God, in you. Father, I thank you. Father, I just thank you, God, for your many blessings, God. Father, I just thank you for unity, God. I thank you for love, God. I thank you, God, for raising the standard ministry, God. I thank you for every soul, God, that is in the ministry, God. I thank you for every child, God. Lord, I just thank you, God. I just thank you for the growth and the maturity on what you're doing in us and through us, God. I thank you, God, for our light, God, that is shining upon many others, God. Lord, I just thank you for victory, God, in the time, God, in this chaotic time that we're going through, Father. Father, I pray, God, that you meet every need, God, in our homes, God, that we should not lack, God, that you should be the provider that you say you are, God. Father, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for our leader, God, and her husband, God. Father, I thank you for their love, God. I thank you for the grace that's over their life, God. I thank you for the favor, God, that's over them, God. Lord, I just thank you, God, for touching them, God. I thank you, God, for wherever they may go, God, that you are with them. Father, I pray for a spirit, God, of protection, God, right now over my family, God. Father, I come against every demonic attack that is trying to stop what you is doing, God. Father, I pray peace in this time, God. Peace and love, God. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you, God, for you just being in the mix, God, with us, God. Father, I just continue to ask, God, that you guide us and you lead us, God, in the way that you see fit for us to go, Father. I thank you, God, for protecting over our children, God, protecting over our close loved ones, God. Oh, God, I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you, God, that we will not lack, God, in this season, God, and whatever we need, God, that you will meet us, God. Father, I thank you that you anoint our lips, God, and give us the words to say, Father. I thank you for this prayer line, God. I just thank you for what you're doing. God, continue to have your way through us and in us, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Father, you said in your word, where two or three are gathered together in your name, there am I in the midst thereof. Father, we thank you for being in the midst of this prayer. Lord, we thank you that you said in your word, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your delivering power. Thank you that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment against us, God, you will put it under the blood of Jesus. I'm so glad the blood still works. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus right now over Raising the Standard Ministry, Pastor Belinda Lawson, Dr. Lawson, every member, every keyboard player, every drummer, every artist, person. God, we just say thank you. Every minister, every evangelist, every deacon, Lord, we say thank you. And just as you kept the hedge of protection round about Job, God, we ask, God, that you build a hedge of protection around all that concerns us. And you said in your word, God, that you will lift up a standard against anything that comes in like a flood, that you, God, we thank you for lifting up a standard. Lord, we thank you that you're true to your word. God, we thank you that you're well able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above that which we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in you. God, we speak to the mountain. Command the mountain to be moved and shall not doubt in our heart. Hallelujah. You said that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. God, we thank you that you've given us a firm foundation to look unto the hills, from which cometh our help, and our help comes from the Lord. God, I heard a lot of prayers going forth asking for strength, Lord. Rain your strength down upon us, God. Like you said in the Beatitudes, this ought to be our attitude. Because you said in your word, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for we shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for we shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they when they are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. God tells us to rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted the prophets which were before us. Lord, we thank you for being the salt of the earth. And as Jabez prayed, as I close, and Jabez and Phyllis called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed. Put your name there. Put your name there. That you would bless Calvin Jr. indeed. That you would enlarge my territory. And that your hand would be with me and be with my family and be with Calvin Jr. And that you would teach us from evil that I might not cause pain. So God, not your friend, not your prayer partner, not your prayer warrior. It says, so God granted him what he requested. Lord, we laid our request out before you this morning in prayer. And we thank you, dear God, that you watch over your word to perform it. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Son of the living God, with thanksgiving. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, God, I need you to help me, Jesus, say my prayer. Hallelujah. It is so. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Good. Pastor Bill, are you able to, are you available? Amen, 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 amen. Oh, God, Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, for this time, Jesus. I thank you for your faithfulness. You've just been so faithful and so kind and so wonderful. And so we thank you, hallelujah. Mm. I thank you guys for each and every one of you who has taken your time out to join in this prayer call. Thank you so much. Now, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, you are dismissed. Go in peace. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.